One nation, one station. Hi FM.
We spoke quite a bit about last week's by-elections. The voter turnout was low. Is that a concern? And should we be worried about it? Joining us on the line is the director and political analyst of Ipsos South Africa, Marie Harris. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning.
So it was interesting because at the same time that the U.S. elections were taking place and we had this incredible amount of interest, we saw very high voter turnout, we were having our own little battle back home and no one seemed to care. Well, that was my perception of it.
Well, that is a lot of times it's the case with by-elections, that the participation rate is really, really low. And we, even in our national elections, we have seen over the last few iterations of elections that the turnout was less than the previous one every time. I think the last turnout in 2019 was something like 56 or 57%. So that seemed to be normal. But then if we say that the Americans participated in droves, that's quite true. But still, their vote turnout was probably in the region of about 55% in the end. So I think we need to keep our perspective on this. And by-elections are not as compare, important.
Right, and not compare the, I mean, to use a cliche, the apples with oranges, because right. But what's interesting is, well, maybe we can ask a different question, is why is voter turnout for by-elections generally much lower? Shouldn't it actually be the other way around? Because that is what affects us in our own neighborhoods to some extent.
Yes, if it's municipal by-elections, that's certainly true, that it affects us in our own neighborhoods. But the other thing is, by-elections very seldom can make a difference to a bigger picture. If you have, you know, say, for instance, a council of 50 members and there's a by-election in one of the wards, it cannot really make a difference to the overall composition of the council. So it is rather difficult to get voters motivated to go out and vote in municipal by-elections.
Right. What in terms of the results of the by-elections, what trend or what have you seen that is worth noting?
I think also the same thing with by-elections. Obviously, the people who went out and voted are those who really wanted to vote, and a lot of them wanted to make all of them wanted to make their views count. And what we need to remember that was like an image or a mirror of the situation last week, Wednesday. That is what happened at that stage. We cannot say this trend is going to go through to next year's local government elections. This is, another page in the story that the DA is getting less votes than previously and so on. We need to, as you said, compare apples with apples. And if you want to look at the national picture, then it's a lot of times better to look at the national poll than at the individual by-elections who were fought on local issues. And it is seldom that by-elections really gives an indication of the broader trends in the country.
And what were some of those observations in terms of the DA, in terms of EFF, in terms of the ANC?
You know, if we look at the bigger picture, I think we have an issue in this country with the trust that people have in political parties in general. The trust in political parties is very low. all political parties struggle to inspire people. They also have perhaps a little bit more trust in some leaders than what they have in the parties. But parties specifically are not doing very well if it comes to, you know, what the electorate say about them. They say all parties just make a lot of promises and they don't keep their promises, and you can't stick with that. And that is the reason why about a third of South Africans say there's not really a political party that express my views. And I think that is just a symptom at this stage of the low trust in political parties. So for me, that is one of the things that's important. I wouldn't look at the by-elections as an indicator of support for political parties, but if they said one thing, it is that the ANC is still the dominant party in the country. And indeed, if you look at national polls, they get about 50% of the support in the country. So that was no exception. And obviously, it is a lot more difficult for smaller parties to mobilize, especially when such a big event as Super Wednesday takes place, where they have to mobilize in 95 wards all over the country.
Absolutely, put the smaller parties at a disadvantage.
So it's very difficult,
But is this really saying to us that no matter what the ANC does, the loyalty to the party is still there? Because let's not kid, the ANC have showcased corruption. They haven't dealt with it, even despite their magnificent sounding words. They've let people down in the most terrible way, and yet they're still the dominant party. There's really not much more they could do to lose voters, aside from saying, "Please, we beg you, don't vote for us."
Yeah. It is that residual loyalty to the party that still comes through very, very strongly. And I think that the ANC is still seen very much as the liberation movement and as the party who brought freedom. And therefore, for a lot of South Africans, that's not going to change in their lifetime. We see changes when we look at younger people, those say under the age of 30, then they start, you know, they have totally different sort of, you know, the born free generation. Mm, they look at things differently than older people. But to a large degree, that loyalty is not going to go away overnight.
Yeah, look, it's been a while. No one's asking for it to go. Yeah.
25 years is not a long time in politics.
Yeah, maybe it isn't. What do you think about Herman Mashaba and that development?
I think there are so many political parties in this country, some of them really almost not worth it. And I think that is another symptom for the lack of political trust in the country, this proliferation of parties. I think Herman Mashaba specifically has quite a following as the previous mayor of Joburg. And in Johannesburg, he shouldn't do too badly, but I think nationally he doesn't really have a profile yet. So it might just be another splinter party like we have seen over the last 25 years. Small parties come and go. It is really very difficult for small parties to survive that first national election, as we have seen before. The one party that succeeded in doing it was the EFF. We have seen Cope, we Good the last time, and quite a few other, not even small parties, but sizable parties, really, really struggling to make a success in the next election. As I say, the exception to this was the EFF.
The EFF. Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave a director and political analysis to Ipsos South Africa, Marie Harris. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.